Never before had a U.S. president refused to admit defeat. Never before had a president alleged the election was stolen.
Trump 2020, baby.
But on January 6th, as Congress was getting ready to officially declare Joe Biden the winner, Trump called his supporters to Washington.
We're going to the Capitol. We're going to try and give them the kind of pride and boldness that they need to take back our country.
20 minutes later, they followed his instructions and started moving en masse, just as two pipe bombs were found near the Capitol. With each passing moment, the crowd outside got closer and the police were pushed back. The scaffolding set up for the upcoming inauguration scaled. Windows broken, officers set upon by an angry and violent mob. Clubbed, sprayed with chemicals, punched and kicked, the crowd overwhelmed the police. What we didn't know then was how close they came to their targets. Seconds from seeing the vice president rushed into an office for his safety. Then Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and his security detail running, realizing the mob was yards away. Senator Mitt Romney told to turn and run.
Second floor.
We now know this was a pivotal moment. The crowd lured away by police officer Eugene Goodman. If they had turned right instead of following him, they would have found senators in the chamber behind an unlocked door. And we now know how close they came to members of the House.
They're leaving.
Fleeing through the last available exit, they breached the door. And a single shot rang out. It was Ashley Babbitt, killed by police as she attempted to get through the door. In all, five people would die, including Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. He had a stroke after being attacked with bear spray. In the following days, four officers would commit suicide. In all, 140 officers were injured. Trump eventually appeared on camera and appealed to the rioters to leave.
So go home. We love you.
Hours after it began, the building was cleared and the vote was certified.
Joseph R. Biden Jr. of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes.
Still, the House would vote to impeach him for a second time for his actions, and the Senate once again failed to convict. And soon, he and his supporters began to deny the reality of what this was, calling it a peaceful protest, not an attempted insurrection. The courts have not agreed. So far, more than 700 people have been arrested. The longest sentence, more than 5 years in prison. The person who planted the pipe bombs has still not been identified. A congressional committee is investigating how this happened. Was it planned? Who was involved? And should criminal charges be filed? But those questions will take time to answer. And if Republicans win control of the House in 2022, they have promised to shut down the investigation.
They got 10 people trying to stop us.
A year on, this day cost lives. For others, their freedom. But getting to the truth will largely be determined by whether or not it costs Trump his political power. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.